Welcome to the Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm your host, Marcus Mackey. Joining us today for part two of our two-part series is Iowa House Representative for District 23, Ray Sorensen. All right, so kind of continuing on that path a little bit, were there some bills that you would have liked to see passed that didn't?
Yeah, I mean, there were some pieces of some of those bills that I sure would have liked to see pass, but I'll go through a few of the bills that ended up dying in the Senate that I think would have been nice to see pass. One of those was the student teacher stipends. This bill would allow schools to compensate a student teacher. The compensation cannot exceed the salary of the lowest paid teacher, but a top concern we've heard from our districts is the need for more teachers, and this bill was just one way we could have continued to encourage more young people to enter the teaching profession, and unfortunately it died in the Senate. Another one on the education front that didn't make it was school board access to information. We passed a bill to clean up the code governing Iowa school boards. We amended the bill on the House floor to increase transparency and access to information for school board members. The bill clarifies that school board members have access to review curriculum, library books, professional development materials. It also says school board members should be allowed to work with teachers and the superintendent to sit in on any classes or professional development trainings. You know, for me, it's common sense that these elected school board members should have access to this information for the schools they represent. You know, right now the code is silent on this matter, and this is just clarifying language. But we worked with the Iowa School Board Association and Teachers Union on this amendment to ensure it worked for everybody, but unfortunately, again, it died in the Senate. On the healthcare front, one of the bills I would have liked to see make it across was the Medicare supplemental that passed the House again. And it was a bill that establishes an annual open enrollment for Medicare supplemental policies. Medicare supplemental insurance, often called Medigap, is sold by private companies to pay for the remaining healthcare costs not covered by Medicare. This is different than Medicare Advantage plan, which is Medicare covered. You cannot have both Medicare Advantage and Medigap, but it prohibits consideration of pre-existing conditions and issuing Medigap plans. And it was a good bill that would have, you know, helped Iowans afford the quality of health care they deserve. But, you know, again, unfortunately, it died in the Senate. Again, staying on that health care theme, non-medical switching was another bill I would have liked to see pass. It was a bill that prohibits health insurers from switching someone's prescription drugs to a less costly alternative when the individual is stable on the drug that their doctor continues to prescribe them. This bill prioritizes quality care for the patient over the insurance industry's profits, and that I would have really liked to see that one get passed, and then again, it died in the Senate. Those are a few of the high-level ones that, you know, there was another a seizure-safe bill that I have been pushing for, I think, every single year I've been in the legislature, and it was just to include it as part of the trainings that teachers and those involved with students go through on the many different seizures that happen. Right now, it's not included, and there are 40 different types of seizures and so many people that suffer from those many different types, including students. I think it's a great education piece that should be included in the trainings that they go through, but I can't ever seem to get it out of the Senate.
So kind of as you mentioned, that Seizure Safe bill would just be a way to help teach teachers what they can do mm-hmm. in situations where someone is having a seizure.
Right. And, you know, a lot of times you think of a seizure as, you know, someone who falls to the ground and is shaking violently and things like that. But not all seizures operate that way. There are many different types of seizures where someone may just completely blank out and go silent in their seat. And, you know, teachers who aren't versed on this type of seizure may think a kid's just daydreaming or, you know, just assume that they're not paying attention, but they could actually be having an active seizure. And so it's just education along those fronts. Teachers are admittedly inundated with a lot of trainings and things like that, but they're also in charge of our most vulnerable kids, you know, so they need to, you know, be up on what happens with brain injuries, what happens with seizures, what happens when, you know, when a kid suffers from some sort of health emergency, and either have someone on staff that can be immediately there or they can start any kind of help that may be needed.
All right. And were there any bills that made their way through the legislature that you found interesting?
Oh, man. I mean, it's kind of why I'm in this position. I find a lot of the policy very interesting. You know, for one, my consumer data privacy bill that got through the House, Senate, and signed by the governor already. You know, that's a very interesting front that we're heading down, you know, working on basically a bill of rights of sorts for consumers online. and just trying to wade through this kind of new frontier that is the digital age. You know, that obviously I find very interesting, and am chair of the committee that is IT. So, you know, that was a very interesting bill. Another interesting bill that went through that garnered some attention would be the raw milk bill. It is now legal to sell raw milk, and not quite as expansive as you may think. You can only sell it from your farm, and it has to be properly labeled, warning people of, you know, what could come with raw milk, which is bacterial infection. You can't sell this at restaurants or at the grocery store and things like that. So it'll be just direct farm access, but that was a bill that made it across. You know, those are some of the interesting topics that come through.
All right. And then just kind of from your perspective, a view of how the session went overall.
You know, it's one of those things where we tackled a lot of tough issues. You know, the world in general is getting more politicized, but if you could take the politics out of the policy, I think we got a lot of good things accomplished. It's just, you know, sweeping tax reform, maintaining a balanced and responsible budget. Those are always, you know, the two main goals, I think, of every session, and why those two committees, appropriations and ways and means, are so important and powerful. Yeah, beyond that, I think, you know, people need to be wary of, you know, hi, we're the government and we're here to help. I don't think the government should be the problem solver for every single tiny little issue. I think we need to be wary of that. But beyond that, no, I think we had a good session, and, you know, obviously ears are going to be to the ground and listening to what the folks of Iowa want, what our goals are for the next session.
All right. And as you are waiting for next session to come through, what are some ways that your constituents can get in touch with you or maybe meet with you to talk about some things that they're concerned about?
Sure. Still always available via email, which is ray.sorensen@legis.iowa.gov. But I'll be out in the community. I'll be at some of the parades and events and things throughout the district, and always welcome folks to come up and visit about policy. I might try and hold a coffee or two as it starts getting closer to session to see what folks in the district are wanting for their goals for session, and just have just maybe a little bit of a listening tour and see what some of the goals may be of not the politicians, but the people of Iowa.
All right. And what are some of your plans here over the summer anyway to kind of get back into the groove of regular day life?
Yeah, so my full-time job is working with my wife in Swordston Studios, which is a mural painting and photography studio, and just getting back to work, you know, working on murals across the state and country. So I'll be in and out of the state and working all over the place, trying to put food on the table for my family.
All right, thank you very much, Ray.
Hey, no problem.
That was today's Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team. Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Panora, and Stewart. If you missed any of today's program, you can find a recording of it online at raccoonvalleyradio.com under the podcast tab.